Welcome to the controversy. Yes, welcome to the controversy, which is raging over on the website Audioboom. It's all about the fact that Audioboom, which used to be completely open, so that anyone who came across a link to something which had been hosted on Audioboom could simply click on it and listen to it. There was no barrier, there was no hoops to jump through. You could immediately get to the content. Now, recently what's happened is that Audioboom has introduced a hurdle to jump over. You must register yourself in order to get access to the content, to the audio content. And this greatly restricts the possibility that a piece of audio which is put up by somebody from up on Audioboom is able to be reach people via Google, even via Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn for that matter. Now, there's a controversy raging in that the move has incensed a lot of people, including myself, users, people who make amateur makers of audio. And I'd like to, and Christian Payne documentally has made a very strong piece of audio arguing that the change is detrimental, and suggesting in the comments that a meeting would be held with Rob Proctor, the CEO of Audioboom. So I've tried to put a comment up on Audioboom, and for some reason my computer won't let me, or else something's happened. So I want to read you out what I have tried to write as a contribution to the conversation. I agree with documentally, meaning that I favour a civilised meeting with Rob Proctor, and or his deputy. A meeting to explore both points of view. A meeting to lobby Rob and Audioboom. I also favour seeking the support of Stephen Fry and Russell Brand. They may be unaware of what's happened. It's hard to see them being in favour of what's happened. In reserve, this is something that I feel we should keep in reserve, is the option of getting in touch with both the board of Audioboom and its investors and corporate customers. That's people like the BBC and local radio stations. If Audioboom headquarters was in Ireland, I'd probably be outside picketing, like we used to do in the old days when there were plenty of protest groups. Rather than assuming our cause, that's the cause of removing the existing requirement that people should have to sign in, rather than assuming our cause is dead in the water and that Audioboom is bound to continue driving down the road of preventing the community of amateur makers, of audio and social listeners from enjoying our passion, I suggest we have a genuinely compelling case. We shouldn't give up. We shouldn't be without hope. That's my comment to the debate, and that's a comment I wish I could post. Ruth at R2UK, I've tried to post it on her stream. The name of her piece of audio is Audioboom is no longer a social platform, and I haven't yet managed to listen to that. Okay, thank you all very much for listening, and I seek your support for this cause. It's Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony Blog on the internet, saying cheerio from Cork. Bye for now.